Well, good morning.
You know.
It's funny. I knew as soon as I heard this. So in my queue, I have Uncle Buck in my watch list. It's on one of the streaming services, and yeah,
every put it on, dude.
As you, oh no, I know it's an amazing movie. I know it, but it's funny because every time I like, all right, what should we watch right now? Okay, and it always does the autoplay now too. So you'll go to something, and all of a sudden, ta ta ta, it's like, oh god, here it is.
On the ward. Yeah. Fuck melanoma head.
Do you live in a house or an apartment? Apartment.
Dude, I love it. There's so many great scenes from that movie.
Yeah, it is. It is a very good movie. It is a very good movie.
Get in your mouse. Get the hell out of here. Clown.
I can't think. Who's the chick?
I'm Pooter, the clown.
Who's the chick that she's like, I don't know why I'm like, she's obsessed with Uncle Buck, with John Candy's character.
Yeah. Marcy.
Yeah,
Marcy.
But who plays her? Is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not Jamie remember. Lee Curtis. No, it's
no. No.
Oh, it's just so funny though.
She comes over, they start dancing. Wham! Smackheads.
That's a good one. I probably just have to throw it on one of these days, just in the background there. So anyway, it's 6:45. We gotta keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of. Again, I mentioned this before. I'm taking my truck there today, actually. Got an appointment with them. Going to get it worked out.
Again.
Like, Brock, just burn this truck to the ground, all right? We can do a lot of amazing things, but let us just take care of it for you, all right? We'll drive it off a long trip off a short bridge. Okay, all good. Right. Very good. No, they'll get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. That's what they do at AIR. Well, Pete Townsend is telling his story again 10 years after his 2012 memoir, Who I Am, in Somebody Saved Me, in Audible's Originals Word Plus Music, which is an interesting thing. I didn't know that was a thing. So Townsend talks about the time between the deaths of the Who's drummer Keith Moon in 1978 and the band's bassist John Entwistle in 2002.
This is a time when the Who was at its most popular and when the Who broke up, a time when I made solo records and worked on projects of all kinds outside rock and roll. It was a time the Who suffered great loss, and then came together again. You could say that in this Words of Music project, I'm going to focus on my middle ages.
commenting further, Townsend tells Billboard, quote, I loved this format because it enabled me to approach the songs and the music that I was writing in that five-year period, 78 through 82, and what was going on in the music. He adds, quote, it was really pleasant for me to look back at the music from that period. I really enjoyed looking properly at the demise of The Who, the slowing down of The Who in the early 80s, the death of Keith, the tragedy in Cincinnati where 11 fans died in a stampede in 1979, and the trouble with not having hit albums. Townsend's Audible original Words Plus Music, Somebody Saved Me, will be in streaming for free on Audible beginning on May 6th. So if you don't have that, I recommend maybe downloading it because that's...
That sounds interesting, man. Something a little different.
Yeah, yeah. Townsend's a really interesting guy. Really interesting guy. Obviously, with his stuff with The Who and then his solo stuff. Interesting cat, for sure. So I'm excited to check this out. I think I have the Audible on my phone, but I'm going to check this out for sure. If you're a fan, nice. I would do it too. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 5th. Boy, that was weird to say. May 5th or May 2nd. I mean, May 2nd.
Right.
May 2nd. It's the fifth month, the second day. So it's 2-5 or 5-2. Wait, you got it. Anyway, 1977, Eric Clapton recorded Wonderful Tonight.
Nice.
That's right. That's what I always play for Hunter before we go out.
Wonderful, before we go on a date.
That's right.
Dude, you know what? It's a great song.
Fantastic.
Play that song a lot. It's a great, great slow song to play.
It's a good one to get out there, get the couples dancing, cheek to
cheek. Typically, you'll hear me on the microphone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, grab your significant other, husband, wife, girlfriend, whoever it may be. We're going to slow it down for a few songs. Wonderful tonight.
Hunter's over there holding his mic stand, dancing with it. Puts a mop wig on top so it doesn't look weird. Anyway, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.